They now realized that there was a lot to learn and that this heaven was wide and big and that they themselves were probably still at its lowest level. They had already understood that one had to take step by step to reach the world of joy and bliss, and that many tasks were still to be completed before they could even begin to enter such a world. But the teachers consoled them and said, "The more diligent you are, the quicker you will advance, and the sooner you will be able to experience joy and bliss." So they had to attend many lessons, they had to be taught about many things. Their thinking had to be directed completely differently, because they had a completely wrong idea of this heavenly world. They had to realize and come to terms with the fact that so much of what they had been told in human life was wrong. They were also disappointed that nothing or very little of this truth was being passed on to people. So they had many questions. Why does God not make it so that people have knowledge of this heaven as it really is? The answer was given to them when they were taught about the plan of salvation and creation, and then they began to understand. In these lessons the past was presented to them. Like a film, life lived on earth was shown before their mind's eye. They were able to experience the birth of Christ, they were shown excerpts from the life and work of the Savior. They were also shown his death. What impressed them most was being able to see how spirits had risen from hell and used people as tools to spread lies and lead them to sin. They were able to see why Christ had to die on the cross. They could see how the spirits had risen from hell and used people as tools and how they condemned him. They could see how these spirits got into the bodies of these people and used their tongues to call out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" That made a big impression on these brothers and sisters. And so they had to learn and learn again and understand why this truth had disappeared from the world and that it is a struggle to find out this truth. The eager and hard-working person quickly has the opportunity to advance. That was the case with this brother Alex. At first he was dissatisfied, he had resisted everything, and then the time came when he wanted to learn. And so the spiritual world was able to prepare him for what was to come. He was to enter a new life on earth, and in this new life there were to be better opportunities for him. He was to be allowed to attend schools, and what he had learned as a spirit in the world beyond was to be of use to him in his new life on earth. He was to be able to prove that he was ready to search for the truth. It was to be of great benefit to him on earth that he was given the opportunity in the world beyond to be taught and to learn a trade. Something of this eagerness to search and learn was to remain in his soul and be expressed in his new human existence. When this brother Alex was reborn on earth, his spiritual teacher Martin remained his friend in his new life. And this spiritual friend and teacher was delighted to see how his protege in the earthly world was now making an effort and making his way up. The fruits that he had reaped in the spiritual world were now to be distributed in human life and lead to further gains. The two strict saints of heaven also remained his friends and visited him from time to time. They stood by him and helped him. While they had once met him with severity and had to lead him with severity, he was now to be able to experience the love and benevolence of these faithful ones. So they supported him, and so this soul had the opportunity to work its way up, step by step. Every life that is imposed on one brings its tests and its tasks that one must fulfill in addition to the ordinary. So one must prove what one has learned, and depending on the tasks one fulfilled in life, one then takes one's place in the world of God. So this soul had worked its way up from step to step, had gone through various difficult tests, until it reached the point where it works with great zeal, whether as a human being in this world who lives according to the justice of God and seeks the truth, who is urged to always search for the truth and to draw its lessons from this truth, or whether as a spirit who lives in the world of reality and practices his craft with great zeal, fulfills his tasks and has one longing and desire, to get ever closer and closer to God. So, dear brothers and sisters, I was able to explain to you a few things about a soul. Do you have any questions about what I have said? Dear Joseph, I see again and again in these reports that the deceased, when they come into their sphere, have the need to go to a house, to come in. This Alex had also found this hut again. Is that because they feel safe in a house? Joseph, Yes, it is the feeling of security, it is the same as with you. They also find this security in their own home. Dear spirit friend Joseph, you said that this soul came to the world beyond about 150 years ago and was then reincorporated after its stay in the spirit world. Where does this relatively short time come from between the two earthly lives? You have already explained that it can take 300 to 400 years before one is reborn. Joseph, yes, today development is encouraged. People are interested in development happening more quickly. Especially when wars raged across this earth, rebirth occurs more quickly. Is that related to the fact that there are more and more people today? Joseph, yes, there are still so many who have to come. Dear Joseph, was this spirit so attracted to the earth because he himself was still so earthly minded? Joseph, yes. But how does this attraction work technically? Joseph, that is probably difficult to explain to you. But you have already been told repeatedly that man's desires, his lusts, form a force, and he flees into this force, and is attracted by this same force. It is difficult for you to explain. Dear Joseph, does it have a special meaning that this Alex was not wearing shoes? Joseph, yes, it is a sign of spiritual poverty. That does not mean that there are not beings in higher stages of development who are without shoes. You have to imagine. The clothing of a spirit corresponds to his reputation. A person can also wear very coarse shoes that he wore during his lifetime. Of course, as a spirit being he does not wear shoes with this earthly matter, with this leather, it is the spiritual matter, the spiritual covering that surrounded the earthly material. That is why the forms are the same. The same applies to the garment. Someone can wear a garment that he wore during his lifetime, but it is not the earthly matter, but the spiritual, that which once made it possible to build up this matter. First, the spiritual core is there before it is transformed into the material. Now, dear brothers and sisters, I withdraw, and God's blessings will protect and guard you. Greetings. Experience report and answering of questions by spirit teacher Joseph through his mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Munchhaldenstrasse, Zurich. Original, tape recording. March 2, 1966. Headline, next case. Adelaide, what the intercession of a good soul can do in the afterlife. The faster a deceased person can detach himself from all earthly things and the greater his insight, the faster he regains his youth in the world beyond. Control spirit. God bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, a spirit sister by the name of Adelaide is speaking to you. We would like to ask you to ensure that it does not get too hot in this room. May God bless you. Adelaide. God bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, my name is Adelaide and I was a nurse. I left home early because there was no peace there. I put myself in the service of my neighbor, I cared for the sick. When I passed over into the spirit world, I received my reward for it. I knew that my father was to blame for the discord in the family. I was very religious. When I was allowed to open my spiritual eyes in this new world, I was delighted and surprised by all the wonderful and beautiful things I was able to experience. My siblings, who had entered the spiritual world before me, were there to greet me, as was my mother. I also saw acquaintances and people I had cared for. But now my father was missing and I asked where he was. I had a companion who always gave me information. He told me that my father had not been allowed to greet me. I wanted to know more. Why was my father not allowed to come, while my siblings and my mother had been present when I returned home? I looked into the eyes of this angel who was accompanying me. They were so full of goodness and love, and he had such a friendly face. I trusted him. Because at first I felt very strange in this new world. Although I had many pleasant encounters, I still had to get familiar with it. But now I had only one desire, to look for my father. I knew that his life on earth was difficult and I suspected that things would not go well for him in the new world. So I asked my companion to take me to my father. But he said, "Dear sister, I cannot fulfill your wish now. So I asked him to tell me where my father lived and what he had to do. And my companion answered, "With people on earth it is like this, anyone who has not obeyed the laws, anyone who has been found guilty, is locked up. We in our world have our prisons in a similar way. They are of course not comparable with those on earth. Our prisons mean isolation, loneliness, exile." And he explained to me, "Your father is in such a spiritual prison." I was not surprised that he gave me this answer. But I felt sorry for my father, and so I asked this angel to do everything in his power to get him out of this distress. But he told me that he had no permission to release my father from his punishment, since he would have to live in this distress for a long time. However, he would do me the favor of going to him and telling him that I was here, sending him greetings and praying for him. He promised to tell him that. Then this kind angel explained to me, "Look, your father is now living in great distress. In his last life he burdened himself so much that we had to take him to this prison and he remains bound there. Your father is a spirit who rose from the very bottom. But he had brought great merit with him from his second to last life. Back then he had been a person of love and helpfulness and had thus reached a certain spiritual height, so he was able to take a higher level." The angel also explained to me that my father had had particularly kind, loving parents in his second to last life. They had taken great care of his upbringing and raised him with love, and this love had benefited him. He did not live to a ripe old age. He was called away at the age of 35, but he had lived a life of helpfulness and kindness. He had been able to continue living in the same way and in the same atmosphere in which his parents had brought him up. He had taken the good example of his parents' home with him when he went out into life and started his own family. But it was thanks to his parents that he had acquired these merits, for he had full confidence in them. This helpfulness, this kindness and love were only superficial in him. He had acquired them from his parents, but they did not reach the depths of his soul. But they prevented the lower feelings from breaking through in him, and so he could not burden himself with them. So he was not purified in the depths of his soul, but owed his rise to the caring upbringing of his parents. And then he was led into the last, into this important life. Now he was no longer lucky enough to have such kind parents. He was born into a family with many brothers and sisters. There was a lot of sorrow and worry in this family, and there was no longer any talk of the helpfulness and kindness that had been there before. Now the true self of the person could be expressed, because he did not receive from these parents the good example of helpfulness and goodwill. And so he had burdened himself. He had given in to alcoholism, became a hot-tempered person and was never willing to do a service to anyone else. This had brought his burden of guilt upon himself. He was now to pay off this burden in the world beyond, so it was explained to me, because now the depths of the soul had to be purified. And this was only possible by being very strict with him in the spiritual world, giving him enough opportunity to think so that he could purify himself. My kind companion added, "The plane in which your father lives looks generally quite decent." I was able to hear that she had her various beautiful and less beautiful places. There were areas that were very beautiful and there were less beautiful. And those places where this splendor of color and variety was not expressed were those who had something to make up for. Large buildings with boundaries stood there so that these beings could not leave them. My companion informed me of this and promised me to pass on my greetings to the father. He told me that on his next visit he wanted to accompany him to the garden of this prison so that he could talk to him about me. I wanted to know more and he told me, "There is a large garden around this prison, but it is very desolate, only individual flowers and bushes or trees can be seen. And the surrounding area is fenced off. Angels stand there as guards so that none of these beings can cross these boundaries." In passing, my spiritual companion gave me the explanation, "See, it was like this once before, when Adam and Eve did not fulfill their tasks and had to be expelled from their paradise, the same angels of heaven were placed and prevented them from crossing into another sphere. They too were thus bound to their place and were not allowed to cross the borders. The saints of heaven stood there and kept watch, for those spheres had to be transformed first and then worked on further for further advancement. This was also how it was to be here in my father's environment. He lived in a city where happy brothers and sisters were allowed to live, but he was in a place where he was confined and had to live in distress with others. They were given the opportunity to spend time in the garden. But they were not to be able to escape, and there was no escape. This is what I was taught. Now I wanted to know, what can I do for my father? And the angel said to me, you have earned many merits in your life. You have prayed a lot for your father. The prayer that you said for him during his lifetime could not have benefited him at that time, because he was a very stubborn person, and he did not deserve to be granted grace through your prayer. He should assert himself, his real self should now be expressed. But my prayer had not been in vain, I was told. It was only effective now that I was in the spiritual world, now it should benefit my father's soul. I then asked my companion to do everything he could to obtain release for my father. He promised me, your works and your prayer should bring him a little relief, because he will now be able to do something in the future. Because up to now he was condemned to do nothing, and that is, as I was told, the hardest thing in a world where there is no time, where you do not know what today is and what tomorrow is, where you cannot look into the future, where hope is so far away. He promised me that he would take care of it and then brought me the news that he had now sent greetings and had made sure that my father could do some work in the room that was available to him in this large house. I was very interested to know what kind of work this was, because my father had only been a casual worker in his life and I could not imagine that he could do any work conscientiously. I was told that he would have very small spools with which he would have to work. They would be brought to him, all the colors mixed up, and he would have to arrange them neatly according to the color scale. This work would give him some joy. He had also been told that this had happened as a result of my intercession. My companion then brought me greetings from my father and the news that he would like to see me very soon. But this was not yet to happen. What I was able to achieve for him was that he would be allowed to work, and he was very grateful for that. Now he no longer felt so lonely in his cell and no longer had to wait and wait idly, but could do work. I was told that he made a special effort and was conscientious, because he wanted to get out of this imprisonment. He had long since realized what mistakes he had made in life. But he knew that it was now too late and that he now had to earn his living. So I was glad that my father could at least be helped in this way. My other relatives could not do anything for him. They were not allowed to visit him, nor to send him any news. But now I also had to take on tasks in the new world, and since I loved old people and children in life, I was now to have a relationship with children again in my new world and, I say, with old people again. I would like to explain what is meant by these old people. I was led into another sphere, I was allowed to enter this sphere, which was to be my new home, at any time. I lived in a beautiful house with other spirit brothers and sisters. We had a really happy life, we could sing and make music, and we were happy. But we were supposed to help to promote God's plan of salvation and to make the path to the heights easier for the brothers and sisters who were ascending. So we had to leave our beautiful, happy place and also put ourselves in the service of our neighbors. I was told that care was taken to ensure that certain abilities that one brought from earthly life into the new world could continue to be exercised so that they could benefit the plan of salvation. So I was led to a village. I had the impression that it was very lively here, and I did not have the feeling that the inhabitants were unhappy. I saw various houses, large and small, and I saw a splendor of colors in the flowers. The buildings were also in their colors, and so I did not have the impression that this was an unfortunate sphere. I was also told, you will fulfill your tasks for your brothers and sisters on a higher level. But those who have come to this village or this level are still connected to their earthly life despite their spiritual development and they must now cast off this earthly bondage. I was to help them with this. The brothers and sisters I met were all newcomers. They had only recently returned home and they all looked similar to how they had in the last days of their lives. Most of them had left the earthly world in old age and still bore the traces of their age on their spiritual bodies. They still had wrinkles on their faces, and their faces seemed to be withered, just like that of an old person. That is how I met these brothers and sisters. And they also had to familiarize themselves with their new world first. It was often a great confusion. There was a lot of talking. Some were amazed at what they were now able to experience. Others were so surprised by this new life that they had never expected. But basically everyone who lived together was good people. They were all equal in their development and in their goodness and had been led into the same sphere. They did have various human weaknesses that had to be overcome over time. What was the problem with these siblings? Most of them still felt that they were suffering. Actually, only a few were completely satisfied. Most of them still felt pain in their spiritual bodies, the same ones that they had hid with their earthly bodies during their lifetime. They were in pain because their old, sick body had caused them pain. They were still so connected to it in their thoughts and believed that they still had the same pain. Some had difficulty walking. They had to be taught, here in the new world you no longer have any suffering, your spiritual body no longer torments you with pain. You left that behind in the earthly world. You only have thoughts of suffering with you, but it is no longer real pain. Before I went on this task, I was taught how to talk to these brothers and sisters. I was told that I should watch them getting younger. I was now to witness how the faces of these returnees, which were full of wrinkles due to their age, and how their facial features, which were not particularly harmonious due to their age, slowly became more refined. I was told that they would become young again, and that the faster they became familiar with the new order, the faster they would be able to regain their former youth. Many people need to adapt to this new world. These beings are of good will, they want to do it, but they are still bound to the past with many thoughts and memories, and this bondage delays rejuvenation. So they must be taught again and again. Separate yourselves now from all this earthly thing that still binds you, so that you can enter into spiritual youth. Then you will become young again, and you will no longer be judged by your age, as is usual with people, where everyone carries their age with them openly and can be estimated. Those who conform to the order in the spiritual world get a youthful, wonderful appearance, and this youth remains. This is how I was taught. And this is how I should now teach my brothers and sisters, you should get an ever better appearance. Here it is the opposite of what it is in the earthly realm. On earth, one recognizes age, because people get tired and their strength decreases. But in the spiritual world, over time, a freshness is expressed, youth returns. All of this can be observed in a being that moves towards this youth if it wants to. One must therefore do one's part to regain this youth. I did not have to give these instructions alone, but I did have a task with these brothers and sisters. And so I took pleasure in seeing how those who had come home so tired and looked old and could no longer walk properly now left so fresh, so young. They were happy that they could now keep their youth and would always look like this if they adapted to these new laws and this order. That was once my task with these brothers and sisters. They all had to fulfill a task, each according to their ability. So some were led here and others there, and they had to practice loving their neighbor. For in the communal life, when we were together or when we worked together, the character of the individual could also be expressed, and so one or the other had to be reprimanded if he did not behave properly. But they all strove to win back this youth very quickly. So for me it was something beautiful, a joyful task. Here the youth was being won back, and it is something beautiful when you can experience it, when you can lend a hand yourself to win back this beauty. But my tasks were not only with these brothers and sisters, I was also supposed to work with the children. So I was able to carry out my work here and there in turns. With the children who come into God's world, it is the other way round than with the old people. The children are supposed to grow, and it is just as beautiful to watch them grow. You also have to keep busy with these spirit children. They are classified according to their age and cared for and taught accordingly, And they are also given small jobs. There is a lot of play among these children, especially among the little ones, but the older ones can also indulge in these games. When they have reached a limit in their growth determined by the spiritual world, they must also attend spiritual schools, they are taught and must learn. But they also have plenty of opportunity to work. They can join the angels of God, go with them and fulfill a task with them. It is the angels of God who take over the role of parents for these children who have returned home. These angels are their foster parents, they are therefore not their spiritual parents, about whom you have already been informed. See the lecture Heavenly Marriages and Families in the volume Meditation Week 1965, p. 85 ff. Such a foster mother has a certain number of children whom she looks after and for whose well-being she is concerned in every respect. She goes out with them into those environments that are marked for this and shows them what is permitted in the divine world. All of this is limited for these children, because it was explained to me that not all of them entered the same sphere. The children who return home also have different degrees of spiritual development, and they are accordingly led to their stage where they are educated and cared for. Where I was now able to fulfill my task with the children, there was a higher stage, roughly equivalent to that of the older siblings who were allowed to enter adolescence. It was the same sphere, but this sphere has its different stages, its different towns and villages. So I also enjoyed the task with these children, and for the most part they were very grateful. There were also some with whom it was difficult to educate, but through great dedication and sacrifice, these spiritual siblings could be given such an education that one could be happy about them. There were spirit children there from all ages of human life, according to your time reckoning from infants to 14 years. From then on they were handed over to certain other spirit beings who then took over supervision of them and took them to their schools. So I was allowed to work with these children, play with them, sing with them, make music with them and also be there when the spiritual teachers came who had to teach these children. In these spheres the language that the children had learned in their parents' home on earth is spoken. They are also brought together in groups in which one and the same language is spoken. So in the children's paradise the different languages of these children are also spoken. But as I will now explain to you, those who speak the same language are brought together and they are allowed to play with each other. And the angels who teach them naturally speak the language of these children, in which they have to educate them. When they all come together, there is a motley of entertainment. Because up to the age of 14, I say it according to your concepts. Children are mainly taught only one language, while these spirit children later have to learn other languages. And here, among these children, those who are gifted with languages stand out. This is because they have this ability from previous lives and because they are brought up in the spirit and grow up only among these saints of heaven. So these children are surrounded by a very specific, I would say purified, power that enables them to more quickly learn or recognize another language that they spoke in previous lives. But these are exceptions. As a rule, they first have to learn to speak the language that their parents spoke correctly. So you experience the children's paradise. There are of course many joys, many celebrations. The children are looked after very specially and they are given attention, because the angel world is very close to them. And those high beings come to visit from the highest levels of heaven. The spirit children are prepared for these visits. They decorate themselves and then give the visitor special flowers or small gifts that they have made themselves. So it is always a big celebration, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to these spirit children. So I was able to fulfill my task here and there. But I never forgot my father. I wanted to use all my devotion to help him out of his distress. I not only wanted to fulfill my task as I had been assigned, I also wanted to free my father from his distress. So I kept asking about him. And when the time came, I was told that I could now go and visit him. That was a very special joy for me, something I will never forget. So I stood in front of my father. During his lifetime he had never been well disposed towards me. Now in the spiritual world he asked me to support him, and he asked me for forgiveness. I was disappointed with his appearance. I felt as if everything about him was dirty. I was used to experiencing growth from my duties. On the one hand, I was able to experience how youth is regained, and on the other hand, spiritual growth.